Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Starlin. May I please start with your 5-digit zip code?
36756.
That was 36756?
Yes.
One moment, please. May I have the first and last name, please?
Stephen, with a P. Ballard, B-A-L-L-A-R-D.
Thank you. And can you verify the address for security purposes, please?
119 M-I-H-A-T-O Heights, Marion, Alabama, 36756.
Thank you. I'm showing that you ordered the phone, paying the shipping and handling of $7.95, and also the smart health planner that was free, a month free.
All right. Well, it says, I got a thing saying my shipment is already at the UPS thing, waiting for the partial payment for it to be shipped out of $2. And I went on there to pay the $2 and it charged me $7.95. And they said it was already at the USPS, Postal Service, waiting for the payment to be sent out for $2. And why it went to $7.95?
I'm not familiar with the $2. I know.
I clicked on and I went through that link that came. And then it sent me to this one right here. And when it sent me to this, the putting my card and stuff in, that's when it charged me this right here.
And after you seen that it was more than $2, did you proceed?
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah, say that again.
After you, okay, so you said that it said $2, something about $2.
Yes,
for
said,
shipping and handling. And then. Once you clicked on that,
I can. You want me to tell you exactly what it says?
I'm trying to repeat so I can understand what you're saying. If I got it correctly, you're stating that it was $2 for shipping and handling when you first seen it. You clicked onto the link, and then it was $7.95.
Yes. It says,
and then you proceeded, and then after that you proceeded to follow through with the.
No, it didn't say how much it was until after it ended and made the purchase. When I put my card in it to do it, and it said I had to hit the green button to make payment or something. It never said exactly how much the payment was until after they made the payment, after it went through, and it showed me the billing and everything else and the. The shipping and everything where it's coming, where it bill from, and then it showed me how much we paid. Cause I get a thing here from my card. It told me exactly how much was spent, and it wasn't $2, $7.95.
Okay, I'm not in control of the advertisement, but I do know previous customers stated that. If you use a certain card, that you get $2 off.
I said $2 payment.
I am showing the $7.95 was charged for the shipping and handling, as I stated previous in the call. Would you like to continue?
Let me see. Hang on. Let me tell you right now. Hang on. Right here it is. It says right here. I'm listening. You ready?
Would you like to continue, sir?
Yeah, let me tell you what it says. Here it is. It says, your order tracking ID. Give me the ID number. Was delivered at the collection point. Check where the checkpoint is up. When I clicked it, then it says $2 payment. It says that it needs to be $2 payment needs to be paid for the shipment to be sent on out. Be sent as soon as the shipment, the packages, payment of freight is missing. Then it says sender is from Walmart. Package contains iPhone 1. Valued at $1,399. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
Then it says, then it says paid delivery fee.
You say pay delivery fee.
Our website. Then it sends me back over here. It says, congratulations, you are today's winner. Same place I was at. Then it said, put all my information in. And then when I hit the green button, continue, it's when it charged me $7.95.
Okay. At the end, at the bottom of where it asks you about your information, is the, do you have to check a box down there?
Yes, saying I am at least 18 years of age.
Does it say anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Then below that now it says congratulations by placing your sweepstakes entry to win big sweepstakes, you will be charged the entire price of $7.95 today. You may opt out in the end with re-enroll monthly. Because now it's saying I entered into the sweepstakes for the $7.95 for a chance to win the phone.
Yeah, so when you put your information in and then you click that you're 18 years or older, and those are the terms and conditions right there. That's what you're agreeing upon.
Okay, well, why did it say I've already won the phone?
One moment.
That's congratulations. You are today's winner.
You win an entry to the sweepstakes, but I do show that the phone is being, I do show a phone is being shipped. So it's looking like you did win.
So when would the phone be shipped out, and when should I?
So when did you place the order, sir?
I did it just before I called you.
Okay, it takes at least 24 hours, but tomorrow is Sunday.
Yeah.
So maybe around Monday noon, we have a tracking number?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, sir, I'm just going to advise, whenever you put any information in any online prizes, opportunities, anything like that, when you're putting that information in, where I was specifically asking you what it says under there, and then what does it say under there, you want to read those things because that's what you're agreeing to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So
you do see when, phone being shipped.
Yes, I see $7.95 for a phone. $7.95 for a phone.
Does it say what carrier it's on?
It does not.
That you know if it's unlocked.
You say if it's unlocked?
Yeah, like an unlocked phone. That boy can be
I would think
any-
so. Most phones that are locked are probably because it's stolen or it doesn't come from a compatible carrier. So I would think that it would be unlocked, sir.
All right, because if it's unlocked, I can put it on any service plan.
Yes, that is correct.
That's what I was asking. All right, so I should receive it within no later than probably Wednesday, right?
Typically it takes 3 to 4 business days. So let's see. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. By Thursday, if you don't, about Thursday, let's say, whenever your mail comes on Thursday, if you don't see anything or if you don't get anything, we are 24/7. Just give us a call and we can try to dig something up and figure out what's going on, okay?
Okay. All right. I'll keep this number close by and I'll give you a call back if I ain't here by Thursday.
Yes, sir. Again, my name is Starlin. Thank you for contacting customer support and have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.